He's away. Six times the Superbike winner, John McGuinness, most recently in 2012. Away at two, the youngest of the seeded riders, Nathan Harrison.
McGuinness still leading on the road, but Dean Harrison sort of reeled him in really quite quick on this first lap. So Dean Harrison now the leader on the road as he's coming up to Parliament Square.
And it's 134.892 from a standing start. Wow, 134.8 for Dean Harrison. That was John McGuinness going past. Caught behind Nathan Harrison has cost Dunlop 4 seconds. The lead has gone out from 17.7 seconds to 21.6. Well, Michael Dunlop has been caught with Nathan Harrison, and Nathan Harrison's going at a sufficient enough pace.
No going now. Dino exits pit lane now, and John McGuinness is in, and it's Michael Dunlop who's also in, but it's 10. Peter Hickman, who we have to wait for. Peter Hickman, he will be already at Cronk Namona. Who's at Cronk Namona? John McGuinness.
So here comes Dean Harrison onto Glen Crutchy Road to reach that point. Lap three about to be completed. There he goes. Oh, off he goes. Absolute bullet over the top of Glen Crutchy Road and down the hill. Lap three, of course, will include the pit stop, but it's 127.265 for Dean Harrison. Now 2.1 seconds ahead of Dunlop at Cronk Namona on lap three. So Hickman back into second. They're having a fantastic scrap, these two.
Now we've just seen somebody there holding a pit board out, coming out of Ballacrane, saying P1 plus 29. So Dean Harrison completely aware that he's got a pretty unsurmountable lead if he just keeps his pace going now.
John struggling to get the braking done into Parliament Square, runs wide there. That will allow Dunlop to close up further as they head out onto Albert Terrace, up Albert Terrace, past the bus station, into the bottom of Mayhill and Cruikshank. Dunlop has closed, still possibly 1.5, 2 seconds behind as we head up into White Gates next. We'll get them up into the hairpin as we see Peter Hickman next fly over Milltown Bridge.
We'll click the visor on, he'll just take his little tear off, and he'll throw that little bit of that little water bottle that he's got just to the side there. Now the clutch goes in, and there she goes, pit stop by the Honda team. Good stuff, gets a round of applause from the crowd. 59.08 as we hear the klaxon go once more, and there's Dunlop. That pit stop for Dean Harrison was 1 minute and one, let's call it 1 minute flat. John McGuinness is in on the one bike right opposite me now. But
sounds absolutely fine, doesn't it? Not missing a beat in the slightest, but he will be listening to absolutely everything now, won't he?
Yeah, it's sort of getting to the stage now where you start listening to every noise, every sort of tone that the engine's doing, and you just know that you're on the last lap. You've got 37¾ miles to go before you can pick up another TT victory, and he will be listening out. He'll be feeling everything that's going through that bike, and sort of he'll be on hyper alert.
A six-time TT winner, he's already celebrating on Glen Crutchy Road. Here he comes. A first Superbike victory for him.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world. Manx Radio 1368.